This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. It's 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Kara Schillen, my friend, and Bob Kay, who's here occupying time and space.
Oh, thank you. That's
breathing
all I'm
heavily.
Doing.
Yes. All right. So, Judge Merrick Garland, who is the Supreme Court nominee, is on Capitol Hill this week meeting with senators, and I'm trying to figure out why, because the Republicans have said, nope. We're not going to interview him. There are different factions on both sides, apparently. Some Republicans say, yeah, we ought to have a hearing or two or three on him because we ought to debate his merits.
Mm-hmm.
John Roberts says that politics ought to be left out of the process. So is that true? Is politics a very important part of it? Unfortunately, with the Supreme Court these days, I think that it is a big part of it. You know, the discussion coming up this week, conflict between religious freedom and access to condoms and contraception. That's part of, they've been at this since 2014 without really coming to a decision on it. Isn't that all politics?
Yeah.
When you get right down to it, it certainly is politics. And whether or not in certain parts of the country with certain political points of view, this person ought to be able to have contraception. I think part of the problem here is the difference between men and women. Wait a minute, let me rephrase that. It's not a problem. There is a problem when it comes to the devices that are used. Women complain that men can get Viagra and Cialis and Levitra through a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But the women have to get their, whatever they need for protection, whatever they need for contraception, they have to pay for theirs. And I think, I'm not sure that that's the most serious part or the basis for this discussion before the Supreme Court.
How is it that men get it for free?
That's the question.
I don't understand.
Why is there a difference? Is it that it's looked upon differently because these are stimulants and the protective devices are for protection? In my mind, it would be much more fair if you have to delineate or separate for the women to be able to get their contraceptive devices, the things that are preventative, because there are a lot of health issues that go with that, rather than having men be able to get it. I mean, that's a choice. There's a sort of free will. You don't really need all that stuff for health, but you do need, in many instances, unless I'm reading this wrong, women's protective devices and others that have nothing really to do with just the act of sex. Am I right or not?
I guess. Get out of my bedroom.
Well, that's the thing. Kara, how do your friends see this issue? How do you and your friends, when you talk about this, is it easy to define the difference and what the problem is, or is this more complicated than I have made it? I've sort of given you a simplistic overview of what the issue is for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Kara, tell us.
Well, yeah, I haven't actually looked into this specific issue, and it's kind of weird. It's not necessarily applicable in some, like, you know, none of my friends are going to get Viagra or anything like that from,
no,
you know, from the store. But as far as, you know, protection or birth control, yeah, those are used for a lot of people for health reasons. And not necessarily just preventative measures. And I think a lot of women are at least frustrated that that is something that is placed almost exclusively on them,
yep,
and not necessarily on their male counterparts.
All right, so what are your friends willing to do, eager to do, what do they think they ought to do about this in terms of intervention? What do they feel? Are they going to think about this when they go to the voting booth as to who they're voting for? Does there need to be more action than that? What are the pieces of the pie here?
I think it's definitely a big issue when it comes to voting, in terms of who you think will stand up for, I guess, women's reproductive rights, or who will at least not make it more difficult. But sometimes it's hard to know what to do or what actions you can take. I guess you would at least hope that the men in your life would be willing to help out. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's all that you feel like you can do for the time being.
Maybe that's a way for you to judge whether the man is right for you or not.
Poor selection.
Yeah, right.
You chose incorrectly.
Yeah, you didn't do a good
job
of choosing
wisely
on that one. No, I think there's something to be said for that. The story from earlier this week, I think it was Monday when we were talking about Lexi, this six-year-old who was 1.5% Choctaw Indian, and the foster parents she'd lived with for over 5 years wanted to officially adopt her. Sumner and Rusty Page are the parents. Lexi is the daughter. They are not Sumner and Rusty. They have no red-blooded American Indian in their veins. So the California court system says that due to the Indian Child Welfare Act,
oh, goody,
Lexi is supposed to live with another Native American family and not with any whiteies.
Isn't that nice?
Yep. So,
California.
Santa Clarita, California. These people have been fighting now for 2 years to adopt this child. They obviously love this girl.
Yeah, what about that?
The Choctaw tribe apparently informed about this by the officials, I love that word, mm-hmm. Who are in charge of adoption, the Adoption Bureau, and they say that they're going to place Lexi with a person in Utah who is not Native American and doesn't live on a reservation, which is the reason this whole thing came up in the first place.
Well, the people she's moving in with are relatives.
Of hers?
Yeah, they're right. Related to her father. But the thing that's confusing to me is, you know, what's better, her living with the people that she's been with since she was one?
Yeah.
Or being with family, even if they both have her.
Where were they 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Good
question.
Yeah, thank you. Get lost. If she loves these people, this sounds like a good Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
In fact. But if she loves them and they love her and it works well, why would you disturb that? Because of some damnable act that the government passed to try to placate Native Americans or some Native Americans. I'm betting there are a lot of Native Americans don't even know this act exists.
Probably not.
The Indian Child Welfare Act? I never heard of it before. Did you?
Nope.
Never. Never heard of this before. And how is it practical? It's just these people have nothing better to do than to listen to somebody come through and gum about this and, oh, let's pass a law.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Make any sense? No, I was trying to find the, let's see if in my sound effect package here I can find. No, that's not what I'm talking about. No, I don't like that.
No,
I don't
like that.
Right. Hey.
Stop it.
No, no, I got you. All right. Maybe that's better.
The good old trumpet.
Ah, yes. Okay. So I think we've dispatched that. Only our understanding of this isn't going to rule. It isn't going to take the day.
Why not?
Because we have no power in California
Oh.
over the influence of the Choctaw Indian tribe. You notice I didn't say like a New Englander. It could have been Choctaw.
Choctaw.
Choctaw, right. Okay. It does seem rather silly.
Yeah.
In a moment, breakfast. How important is it?
I can't wait.
It'll be... I have the final word on this, by the way, Marvin.
Uh-oh.
The final word.
Oh, I can't wait.
On breakfast in a moment here
Hurry
on
up.
Good Day.
Hurry up.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry, and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149, plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from $0.69, and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
So, Kara, should we be doing this on the air? Kara's laughing her butt off with the silly stuff that Bob...
She's being bored to tears.
No, she's not, actually. We do pretty entertaining stuff when we're together. When nobody's listening.
You think?
Well, listen. Bob Kay's here. He and I have been doing radio since 1968.
Hiya.
You remember...
Art's Up.
Who was... Yeah, right. Art's Up was the name of the radio program we did. Who was it? Not Hum and Strum, but there were a couple of... was it... You don't even remember. The old guys. I better get off of
this. Yeah, let's move to today.
18 past the hour on Good Day. Actually, this is a minute devoted to your health.
Oh, good.
Clean eating.
Mm.
That the fact that you know... that having healthy blood flow is the key to your living a better and longer life. How's your blood flow?
I don't know.
Super Beats.
I can't wait. I just got my jar of Super Beats. I can't wait to try it out. And my wife, Tony, is dying.
She wants to have it.
Yeah.
Don't say she's dying because
she's trying to get her hands on it.
My wife is dying.
She'd shoot me if I didn't bring some.
No, she isn't going to shoot you either. We can't talk like that. All right, so here we have the introduction for those of you, like Bob has not had any of this before, so he's being introduced to Super Beats.
I love beets anyway.
It's a canister. You want to describe this? A nice canister?
Well, it's a good size. Fits Super in your hand beets. Well. It's
right?
not
yes.
too tall.
Not too
you can easily hold it. It won't slip out of your hand.
Right. Yep.
And has a pretty label on it that says
very nice.
Super Beats,
yep.
Black cherry.
Yep.
Ooh, I bet that's good.
So you take a teaspoon of this, you put it in a 4-ounce glass of water.
Okay.
Mix it all up, and then drink it 20 minutes later.
Mm.
You'll have... It's called Super Beats because you're going to be like Superman.
Wow.
Within 20 minutes.
And we'll need a Viagra today.
No, it's, I wasn't thinking of that, but thanks for bringing it to everybody's attention. All organic. You get the benefits of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon. And that's because the nitric oxide, the importance here is nitric oxide is the most important product. It comes from beets, and it will increase the blood flow to your brains. To your to your muscles all over your body, to all of your various and sundry organs. The best thing to do to keep yourself in great shape and get a lot of good energy is to call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats. Try it for a week. You don't feel the results, the difference. You get your money back. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183.
OT
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know the lens in your eye gets less flexible over time? While this change is natural, it can make it hard to see up close. Think about this. A change in vision doesn't have to change your life. Your eye doctor has solutions that help you see better, like progressive eyeglasses or multifocal contacts. Learn more at your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find an eye doctor near you and bring things back into focus. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka Djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, it's 24 at the hour now on the Good Day program as we review some new music. Not new music now.
I love that one that's playing
it
right
new.
Now.
This is Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah.
But you know, it was new. This was actually a song that debuted on this week. 1985 became number one about 9 weeks after that.
Wonderful.
Katrina and the Waves, crank it up. Walking on Sunshine, Kara.
Such an uplifting song.
The reason that we do this, people ask me, why do I focus on music? Because it's such an important part of our lives. And you can find almost universally songs like this that have some staying power no matter what your age. There's a slight age difference between Bob and me and Kara.
Excuse me. Yeah, oh, yeah.
A slight age difference. But we both, all three of us can enjoy this tune because it's fun. All right, let's have a little more fun here. Crank it up, Kara. Can't keep your feet still.
Happy. Makes you happy.
All right, here's another song that debuted during this week in 1986. Mike and the Mechanics. Another great pop song.
Yeah.
Very good. Became number one 5 weeks later. Debuted at number 74. All right, you can give us a little more of this if you'd like. All I need is you. Was a bit redundant. I think we get the message of the song here, right? All right, so this song, next up, debuted during this week in 1987. It's U2. Oh, great song.
Yeah.
went to number one, took 7 weeks to get to number one. Debuted at number 64. All right, it'd be nice to turn this up here. Anybody in your life like this?
Well, this is kind of a spiritual song for me.
It is.
And
well,
for a lot of people.
You
yeah.
too is very spiritual.
Yeah. In fact, there are masses that are done not in the Catholic Church, but in like the ELCA Lutheran, like I am, that use U2 songs. And he gives you permission to do it without paying any royalties.
Really?
Yep.
That's very cool. Bono. Did you say Bono or Bono?
Bono.
Bono. Just want to make sure I get it right. All right, one more quickie. Cheap Trick, number one. No, it was just, took 8 weeks to get to number one. Debuted at number 92 this week, 1988. All right, coming up to 27 and change past the hour here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Friends here on the Good Day program 33 after the hour, continuing the conversation about what's going on in the world today. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, and you, all of us, are friends here together to try to work our way through. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't agree on how all the pieces fit together here. The discussion of what went on in Brussels continues for a few moments here. I'm looking at some of the comments that are coming in. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Evelyn writes, terrible. I swear the world is falling apart. Crazy, angry people and crazy politicians. God help us. Here is a Jay in the Bronx, New York, with a thought on the terrorists and terrorism. Jay, go ahead. You have the floor.
Oh, hi, Doug.
Hi.
I heard you saying that you think we need a change of leadership because of this. Not because of this necessarily.
I just think that leadership, and I'm not talking just about our country. I'm talking about, in general, the world has weak leadership.
Well, that may be so, but, I think that it only hurts our ability to make cool-headed decisions when we are, where passions are inflamed by terror attacks, people are in fear. You're in the U.S., you're much more likely to get killed in a car crash, I think we just have to treat these things like criminal investigations. The best way to get terrorism is infiltration, not by sending troops and occupying, because all you're doing is helping them recruit. And it was exactly what Osama bin Laden's plan was exactly what George Bush did.
They fall right into the trap. You're right about that. Do you have children, Jay?
Yeah, I have two kids, and I'm a school teacher. So I have, hundreds of children every year that I teach. And, one of the things that I say with middle school kids in the inner city, it's like a boy will tease a girl, and then she will chase him around the room. It's exactly what the boy wants, and you have to tell the kids to have restraint, and to be mature, and that if you ignore them, that's the way to get them. That's the way to margin fund.
Let me, if I can take another minute of your time, penetrate into one more layer of your world with regard to this. How do you talk to your students? How do you talk to your own children about things like Brussels?
Well, the world is a dangerous place. Anything can happen anytime. You know, these are kids that were, just born when 9/11 happened. So they've grown up in this chained society where we have less civil liberties and everybody's on the lookout all the time. And, it's just one more thing to put in perspective. I mean, you get killed by gang violence. You can get killed by the traffic, issues. So, it's just one extra thing that they're living with in this society, because we have so much turmoil in the world because of the baggage of previous generations.
Mm-hmm. A lot to be said there, Jay. Thank you. Appreciate your thoughts. The Doug Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Here's Eric, who writes, if a Christian group got together and started killing people in the name of Christianity, like the KKK did, for example, would we call it radical Christianity? Would we blame all Christians for the acts of a few? Or would we drop the Christian part as to not offend all Christians? What liberals are defending is Islam, not terrorism, which are two different things. Islam and terrorism are, in fact, you are correct, sir, two different things. They are related to a point, but you make a point about Christianity, which was a very strong terrorist organization in the 1500s. The 15th century was full of turmoil created by the likes, and even in when Columbus came to America, that was all about spreading Christianity, or the Catholic Church, actually, to be specific, and it was guilty of horrendous things. So now you talk about what the Pope, who is a strong leader today, what does he have as an archive? What does he have as a legacy? He's not responsible for that any more than you're responsible for things that happened in our country, the atrocities that were done in the name of controlling other men. It was called slavery. You're not responsible for that. You weren't there. But the gentleman was correct. We have a lot of things going on in the world now that are baggage from problems created by, in some circumstances, more recent leaders, quote unquote. The likes of Cheney and Rumsfeld certainly felt here, but there are others who left a very, very negative legacy. So anyway, that's something we could talk about all day, but there's some really good thoughts and opinions going on here. Please keep expressing them as we move on to Cuba. Cuba. And the president's trip there, not so much the score or the focus on his going there, but what has been the ancillary effect. All of the businesses going there and the worldwide media looking at Cuba and what goes on there and what kind of a place is this. Here's a guy that I have great respect for, a radio host from Washington named Chris Kaur, who actually had this commentary on the president's trip.
The photo of President Obama strolling the streets of Havana is stunning. Mr. Obama is in Cuba partly to see a baseball game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cuban national team, but mostly as a way to further open the door to full trade and relations with Cuba. Many conservatives don't like this. They say Mr. Obama is coming up to a ruthless dictator, and that may be partly true. But we also have full relations with Communist China, Putin's Russia, and Saudi Arabia's insanely repressive kingdom. What's the difference? The fact is that for more than 50 years, we've tried to freeze out the Castros with sanctions and embargoes. It didn't work. They're still there, and the Cuban people have been suffering. Let's at least try this new approach of holding out a hand of potential friendship. It'll be just as advantageous for us in the end as it will be for them. And when Raul Castro is gone, and he's not a young man, my guess is the new Cuban government will look a lot more like a democracy than a dictatorship.
I think he's right. There are a lot of really intelligent overviews of this situation. And I wish we would stop making it about the president and the trip there, although I will give him his due. This is something that was long overdue. We needed to have relationships with Cuba. We never should have turned our back on the island. So they were communists. It was ignorant to continue. At the beginning, I understand, after Batista was bopped out, kind of like the same. Batista was our guy, even though he was a dictator. The mafia controlled him, and there was lots of gaming going on. A lot of people that were very corrupt there. But yet, it was a different feel. Which is so uncomfortable with the word communist and communism. And I remember when I was a kid going to school being scared to death. It's kind of like how we refer today to terrorists and terrorism. Little children going to school are afraid of Armageddon at the hands of the terrorists. Well, when I was a kid, we used to hide under the stairwells. There were civil defense drills that went on practicing what would happen if the Russians dropped nuclear bombs on us. It's the same stuff. And so are we any further? I don't know. I'd like to think we were a little more sophisticated than that. And we are in some ways, many ways, but still we're humans and we follow like sheep. All right, so as far as Cuba is concerned, some other Americans visiting Cuba that weren't there with the president. Here's a lady named Laura Harris, who is there to report on the baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Since we got to the ballpark about 9 o'clock this morning, we've been hearing some things about security, but it was pretty easy for us to get in. They just patted us down, checked our bags. We walked right through in about 5 minutes. With 55,000 people being in one space, you can imagine the security is tight. We talked to the commissioner of baseball today. He tells us all the security that's in place right now was already set for President Obama's visit. He says that is sufficient security, and even though what's going on in Brussels right now, they want to make sure that everyone still feels safe. We also got a chance to speak with some of the players today, and they say even though those attacks have happened overseas, they're hoping that won't overshadow all the excitement these people have here in Cuba.
We're having the time of our life as well to be able to come out and represent America, you know, represent America, represent the states, and it's for a great cause, and hopefully everything over here, it gets better, you know, and now we continue to grow, and we continue to come over, and they get to come over and play in the States.
And other Rays players we spoke with say they're just hoping that this relationship between Cuba and the United States really does get better, because they say the talent here for baseball is truly extraordinary.
Well, there's a lot of great baseball players coming from not only Cuba, Dominican Republic, Haiti, we know that. By the way, Tampa Bay beat the Cuban team 4-1. Here's Jordan Reynolds from USA Today reporting on the first deal for cruises to be made with the Cubans.
It's official. Cruise giant Carnival will launch its first voyages from the USA to Cuba in May. Carnival's parent company, Princess, along with eight other cruise brands on Monday, announced the Cuban government had approved its plans to begin sailing to the island nation out of Miami. The cruises, which are already on sale, will be operated by the company's Fathom brand and will take place on its 704-passenger Adonia vessel. Fares start at $1,800 per person, excluding Cuban visas, taxes, fees, and port expenses. Included are meals on the ship, onboard experiences, and several on-the-ground activities.
All right, so what I'm looking for is faster internet so I can take myself down to Cuba and we can do a radio program from there. Here is Brett Perlmutter from Google.
I think that the energy and the feedback that we're getting from our counterparts in Cuba is that there's a lot of excitement about expanding access to technology and the internet.
They don't have, they virtually don't have any. So for them, anything is an improvement. 44 past the hour, the story of Raymond Moore in a moment here on Good Day.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body. body where you need it. Superbeets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Superbeets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right, 47 after the hour. Rich McFadden off for the rest of the week. Jennifer Horn still suffering from the aftermath of her retina problem. She'll be out another week, it would appear. So Kara Schilling and I are happy in this hour to be here and round up some more information with thoughts and opinions about Raymond Moore being on our mind right now. You probably never heard of this person before earlier this week. And if you didn't hear about him earlier on, let me give you a little background on him. He was a tennis pro for a long time. He then became a tournament director, probably someone that most of us never really cared much about until he made these comments about the ladies in the Women's Tennis Association.
In my next life, when I come back, I want to be someone in the WTA because they ride on the coattails of the men. They don't make any decision and they're lucky. If I was a lady player, I'd go down every night on my knees and thank God there's a Roger Federer and a Rafa Nadal were born because they've carried the sport.
Stupid. Here's Serena Williams, probably the number one female tennis star in the world with a response.
In order to make a comment, you have to have history and you have to have facts and you have to know things and you have to know of everything. I mean, you look at someone like Billie Jean King who opened so many doors for not only women tennis players, but women athletes in general. So I feel like, that is such a disservice to her and every female, not only a female athlete, but every woman on this planet that has ever tried to stand up for what they believe in and just being proud to be a woman.
Well, you're much more measured than I would have been.
What she also mentioned yesterday was she just reminded people that the women's U.S. Open final sold out before the men's last year. So, people are obviously going to see women play.
I'd rather watch women play than men any day if I were going to be a tennis watcher. Here's Victoria Azarenka, who defeated Serena Williams to win the Indian Wells tournament. Moore was in charge of that. Here's what she had to say to anybody, anywhere who makes these kind of comments.
My thing is, I don't understand any man comments in general for a woman. Because as simple as that, every single single person on earth was brought and was born by a woman, right?
That's right.
So, right?
Absolutely.
I think that's a good comment. And I think you should remember that.
I think that's enough said. Yeah, right. Enough said. That's pretty much it. And other than more is from the Cro-Magnon era, it has not to do with being politically correct. It has to be with being, has to do with being fair and right. And neither of those things seem to apply to what he had to say.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let our minds move from general admission to the specifics of technology. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day with Greg Stebbin being here from Men's Health Magazine. He's their editor when it comes to technology. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. I think I've said that before with you, and I sure don't like to be redundant. So let's...
Or repeat yourself.
No, I don't want to repeat myself or be redundant. Thank you very much. The situation with Apple and Twitter. Let's see if we can wrap some of this up in the minds of the listener. First of all, the business between Apple and the FBI. Here's a technology reporter named John Quayne talking about the FBI and whether they can get into the terrorist's phone with or without Apple's help.
It is doable. You know, there were various ways suggested. Some of them were destructive of the phone. You know, if you went down a certain path and tried to do it in a hardware level way and you failed, you would destroy the data as well. It sounds to me, you know, my best guess is that somebody found a way to either mirror that phone and get it to download the data itself and trick it into doing that.
Okay.
That's my suspicion, and that means there's kind of a hole there. There's a security hole somewhere, but we'll see what happens. It may just kick the can down the road as far as this fight goes. You know, there's nothing is perfect, especially in software security and computer security. That's just the problem. I mean, the minute you say no one can get into this system or no one can break into it, of course someone does.
All right, so Greg Stebbin, does Apple need to just walk away from this, forget about it, move on? And with that in mind, how did this affect, do you think, the announcement of some of the changes that Apple is presenting? The press conference seemed to be inundated with questions about the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. But isn't that, at this point, much ado about nothing?
Well, no, I don't think so. So at the product unveiling on Monday, Apple unveiled more things that you could do with your phone that would make you stop and think, huh, would I want a secure phone or would I want a phone that that everyone in the world knows can be hacked? Mm-hmm. And what's the impact of that? You know, a lot of the things they talked about that I thought were the most interesting and dramatic on Monday had to do with health apps that would enable you to keep and share very sensitive information about your health. And, you know, look, you might input information or let the phone collect information about your health that you would love to share with your loved ones or with your doctors, but you wouldn't necessarily want your employer to know, or you wouldn't necessarily want your insurance company to know.
Yeah.
You certainly wouldn't want the federal government to know it, or a hacker who could perhaps use that information in bad ways. So I think as time goes on, Apple and other companies in the space are going to do more and enable us to do more and more things where we are putting more and more sensitive information about ourselves in our phones, and it just makes you more sensitive to the idea that the phone is not secure.
I don't want to see pictures of you in your bathrobe, for example.
You don't? Well, no. Then don't go to my Instagram account.
All right.
And the good news, Doug, is most of the pictures I've already taken my bathrobe off. So
perfect.
In my bathrobe.
Well, he's from Men's Health Magazine, folks. Margaret writes, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, their interest in Apple in the phone had nothing, the FBI's interest had nothing to do with a terrorist attack. They couldn't even call it that at first. And then they tried to use it to push a gun control agenda. They want access to everybody's phone. I think that's the predominant.
That is, you know, one of the prevailing views is that for the FBI or the federal government, this was never about hacking this one phone. Mm-hmm. It was always about using this one phone to get a precedent to be able to hack into anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I don't, at the end of the day, I don't know if that was the agenda or part of the agenda. But as I said to you, when this whole issue arose, the thing I thought was worth doing was not making a knee-jerk immediate reaction and forcing Apple to do something, but taking the time to understand the consequences, like the consequences in a relationship with China, which we talked about, you know, earlier this week or last week. I mean, once Apple was forced to do this, it set precedences in so many ways, including ways we haven't even thought of yet.
Uh-huh.
We needed time to consider it. We've now taken the time, and look what happened. Uh-huh. A magical solution came along with the
magic.
Doesn't need Apple at all.
All right, Windsor, one of our listeners, talking about the competition between Twitter and Facebook. This is on people's minds too.
Well, you know, they've always been the prevailing competing social networks. Obviously, Facebook has many, 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 many more users. Twitter, on the other hand, is a remarkable social network in that it, you know, whether you've ever used Twitter in your life, whether you've ever been to Twitter.com or not, whether you have an account, you use Twitter because you hear news that comes
right
from Twitter every day.
Windsor was a little late. Doesn't make any difference who he was. He wasn't here, but Greg was, with interesting and important comments.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.